Good morning to all. It's Mission Trail broadcast time again, and I'm Willie Murphy, and I'm very happy to be coming your way with a short gospel message. We're exhorted so many times and so many places in the scriptures to put our trust in the Lord. I've been thinking about this. I'd like to share a few of these with you. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Psalms 40:4. Now, it's not only a command, we might say, but also a privilege to trust in the Lord. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. Psalm 71:5. So early in youth, this writer learned to put his trust in God. What a wonderful thing. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. Psalms 141:8-10. Well, how wonderful to know that God was going to take care of him and deliver him from the snares. This is his prayer to God. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Proverbs 28:25-26. So it's a very foolish thing to just trust in our own wisdom. We need to learn to trust in the Lord. When thou criest, let thy companies deliver thee. Just as if the Lord is speaking here, the prophet points out. But the wind shall carry them all away. Talking about people who really didn't trust in the Lord as they should have. Vanity shall take them. But he that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land and shall inherit my holy mountain. Well, thank the Lord. Isaiah 57:13. And here in Psalms, another one, Psalms 18:30-31. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? And Job had faith in God. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain mine own ways before him. Job 13:15. So he just was assured that he was going to trust God whatever happened, whatever comes, whatever goes. And the psalmist also said, some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Psalms 20:7. Now, some of you may remember the rich young ruler that came to Christ. He was near the kingdom of God, but lacked just a little bit. And the trouble was his riches, his love of riches. And Jesus said, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? Mark 10:24. So it's so easy for those who have plenty and lots of riches and wealth and all to trust in them. But our trust should be in God. And in these troublesome times, it's a good thing to just trust in the Lord and not to worry about the future. There was a poem which I'm going to share with you. Now, this poem is more than 70 years old because it was in the book Heart Throbs, and it was copyrighted in 1905. Notice a parallel to some of the things that this fellow worried about in comparison to the problems that we have today. He worried about it. The sun's heat will give out in 10 million years more, and he worried about it. It will sure give out then if it doesn't before, and he worried about it. It will surely give out, so the scientist said, in all scientific books he had read, and the whole boundless universe then will be dead, and he worried about it. And someday the earth will fall into the sun, and he worried about it, just as sure and as straight as if shot from a gun, and he worried about it. When strong gravitation unbuckles her straps, just picture, he said, what a fearful collapse. It will come in a few million ages, perhaps, and he worried about it. and the earth will become much too small for the race. And he worried about it. When we'll pay $30 an inch for pure space, and he worried about it. The earth will be crowded so much, without doubt, that there won't be room for one's tongue to stick out, no room for one's thought to wander about, and he worried about it. And the Gulf Stream will curve, and New England grow torrider, and he worried about it. Our ice crop will be knocked into small smithereens, and crocodiles block up our mowing machines, and we'll lose our fine crops of potatoes and beans, and he worried about it. And in less than 10,000 years, there's no doubt, and he worried about it, our supply of lumber and coal will give out, and he worried about it. Just then the ice age will return, cold and raw. Frozen men will stand stiff with arms outstretched in awe, as if vainly beseeching a general thaw, and he worried about it. His wife took in washing, half a dollar a day. He didn't worry about it. His daughter sewed shirts the rude grocer to pay. He didn't worry about it. While his wife beat her tireless rub-a-dub-dub on the washboard drum of her old wooden tub, he sat by the stove and he just let her rub. He didn't worry about it. Well, that's pretty typical, isn't it, of some of the things that folks worry about these days and how we should put our trust in God. But look, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh a bow and cutteth a spear in sunder. He burneth a chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. That is Psalm 46. And isn't that wonderful to know that we can trust in God, the all-powerful, almighty Heavenly Father. Now, I'd like to share with you also the fact that some people may get the idea that only poor people trust in God. That's not the case. Well-known people and prominent people and people in great authority have learned to trust in God. Do you remember President William McKinley? He became president in 1896 and then again was re-elected in 1900, or was re-elected in 1900. And he was attending this Pan American Exposition in Buffalo. That was on September the 6th, 1901, when an assassin shot him. He died September the 14th, 1901. But before he died, I'm going to give you a report of McKinley's dying prayer. In the afternoon of his last day on earth, the president began to realize that his life was slipping away, and that the efforts of science could not save him. He asked Dr. Rixey to bring the surgeons in. One by one, the surgeons entered and approached the bedside. When they were gathered about him, the president opened his eyes and said, "It is useless, gentlemen. I think we ought to have prayer." The dying man crossed his hands on his breast and half closed his eyes. There was a beautiful smile on his countenance. The surgeons bowed their heads. Tears streamed from the eyes of the white-clad nurses on either side of the bed. The yellow radiance of the sun shone softly in the room. "Our Father, which art in heaven," said the president in a clear, steady voice. The lips of the surgeons moved. "Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done." The sobbing of a nurse disturbed the still air. The president opened his eyes and closed them again. thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. A long sigh. The sands of life were running swiftly. The sunlight died out and raindrops dashed against the windows. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Another silence. The surgeons looked at the dying face and the friendly lips. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen, whispered the surgeons. Friends, it's a wonderful thing to have faith in God. Jesus had a perfect plan. I really don't have time to share it all with you in Matthew 6 and beginning there with verse 25 down through verse 34. Read it sometime if you will. He points out there how that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of those beautiful white lilies, and how that we should take no thought for our life, what we're going to eat or what we're going to drink, but to have faith in God. Friends, do you have faith in God? Do you believe that God is going to take care of you in this world? And most of all, is your trust, your confidence, your faith completely in the Lord to know that God is going to take you safely through this world? And are you trusting Him for salvation? This is the most important part of all. Whatever else may come in life, whatever else we may have, we'll lose it all. It's worthless, we might say, if our trust and faith is not in God. Our Father, we thank you today for the privilege of bringing this short message to the listeners of the broadcast. We ask you to bless each one and help us to have explicit, simple, childlike faith in the saving grace of Christ. Serve you day by day, for we ask it in Jesus' name. And so, friends, we come to this time when goodbye is in order. There is a word of grief, the sounding token. There is a word bejeweled with bright tears, the saddest word found lips have ever spoken, a little word that breaks a chain of years. Its utterance must ever bring emotion. The memories, its crystals cannot die. 'Tis known in every land, on every ocean, 'tis called goodbye. And so, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.